fast note before we get started today. Please know this podcast may contain content that may be disturbing to some listeners. All opinions expressed are that of the individual and are not meant as a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice. We advise reading the show notes for more detailed description before you listen to this podcast. Remember, mental health matters. Please take good care of yourself. Hello and welcome. It's Tammy Lawrence, Symbolisti here. Thank you for joining us for the I'm Still Here, Messages from the Other Side podcast. Each week, we'll be talking to individuals who believe that they have had messages from the other side. So interesting to hear as we all share our time together, still here. Hello, everyone. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Patricia Joyce. Patricia is an intuitive guide for women who may be feeling overwhelmed by juggling all of the things in life to feel happier, free, and peaceful. She co-hosts our Imperfect Life podcast with her husband. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Tammy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being with us today. What's the weather doing in your part of the world?
Oh, it is gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. It's 81 degrees and sunny. It's perfect. So nice northeast weather, and then I'm sure it'll start getting cooler, but
yeah,
now it's great.
It's inevitable. It's on its way, right?
Yes, it's true.
Have you had experiences with the other side?
Actually, Tammy, I have had experiences since I'm a little kid. I have noticed, and my mother will attest to, I would speak to things that weren't really there. My mom would find me talking to whoever, and she'd ask me, who are you talking to? And even as a little kid, I'd say, my brother who had passed away, and God. And I had a lot of imaginary friends. When I was really little, I would actually find these little teeny tiny washers. So if you imagine a washer for a toilet or plumbing, I would find them on different things throughout the house. And I would always say they were for my brother. I don't know why I would say that, but I wouldn't collect them. I would just let them be. But I knew that when I would see them, that he was there with me.
That's cool. So your brother died when he was quite young then?
Yes. Yes. I was only two when he was one, but he was very sick. So I grew up though, you know, hearing about him and praying. And, you know, we would visit his grave and all that.
Yeah, he said the hard to do when you're a child, but probably more easier to bounce back with or deal with when you're younger.
Yeah, and I think his death made me more open to, you know, especially having those experiences, you know, knowing that there's something else out there.
Yeah, exactly. So have you had other experiences?
Oh my goodness. Yes, a ton, I would say. So when I got older, I have a brother. He is 5 years younger than me, but I would find those O-rings again when we were playing. So they would be on his fire truck or his truck. And as I grew up, I would feel not alone. I would smell things. So my uncle unfortunately passed away in our home every year at his birthday. I would smell cigars and Old Spice, and it would be in a doorway. Just when you would stand in the doorway or into the one room, you could just smell it, and it was very distinct. So we would always say that that was my uncle, and he was coming by for a visit on the anniversary of his death. So there was that.
People around you smell it or just you?
Oh, yes. Yes. My mom would smell it, and she would say, oh, there he is. He's back. He's here. So we would, you know, it was basically my mother and myself, you know, that would really, really smell it and really get that feeling that he was there. We would just, you know, I'm very spiritual. So we would offer just a prayer to him and just, you know, we'd say, hey, how you doing? And, you know, welcome him in there. So it was never a scary experience. And I don't know if it was because I grew up, you know, with that, but I've never really experienced anything too scary or anything that really caught me off guard that bad. So
I don't think that they try purposefully to scare us. Some people feel probably a little bit scared or that it's woohoo kind of out there stuff. But yeah, I think on average, they're just letting you know that, hello, I'm still here and I'm okay.
Yeah. And I know, like, even for my grandmother, after she had passed away, and I was older, I was married and, you know, established, and I was in my bedroom, and my grandmother always used Dove soap, and she always used Gina Tay, and a lot of Gina Tay. She had the huge bottle on her counter. And I walked into my bedroom and I could smell her. And it was just like this overwhelming kind of smell. And I'm like, oh, hey, Graham, how you doing? You know, and just acknowledging them. And then it just, it goes away. But it's every once in a while you get that smell and you're like, they're here. You know, I don't know why, but hey, you know, so it's, you know, welcoming. When my father passed away, that was a huge one. That was something that definitely I never experienced this in my entire life, but he was in the hospital and he was going in for a pretty simple procedure. We were in and we were waiting in the waiting room, and we figured, okay, you know, he was gonna, you know, be out pretty quickly. I went into the restroom, and when I got into the restroom, there was, when I tell you, the most intense banging and movement, and I can see it still, like light and him, his presence, his energy, I would say, just in there. And I'm like, Dad, I like yelled out, Dad, what is it? What is it? And I was like, I'm here, I'm here. And it was just so emotional. And I just started crying. And I pulled myself together after, you know, it kind of went away, and I pulled myself together and I went back out, and within a few minutes, they called us in and told us that he had had a massive heart attack during the procedure, and they had to work on him for 90 minutes. Basically, he was brain dead, and I feel as though that's when he passed away, even though they kept him alive just for another day on some machines and stuff. But I felt as though he was saying goodbye to me. You know, I really do. And I don't know. I never experienced that before. So that was something very, very interesting. I shared that with my loved ones that were there. And after that week, so all that week, which I found was very interesting, not only was every time I went into a room by myself, so whether it be a bedroom or a bathroom or whatever, I would feel him. I would have his energy with me again. And I would just say, Dad, it's okay. It's okay. You know, and I drive a minivan. I'm a mom, so I drive a minivan, and I'm driving my van. And it was just like that day, there was a moth in my van, and it was November. So it was cold and it wasn't really moth time, but there was a moth that just didn't go away. It was 2 weeks. And this moth was in there every time I got into the car. And I'm like, hey, Dad. So I'm like, is that him? Is that something he's sending me? Is that a sign? And it's funny because it could be almost any time of year, and I'll be walking outside and I'll see one, and it'll just be one. And I'll be like, hey, Dad, you know, you're with me. So there was that. There was a lot around my dad. Another thing that happened with us is we live on a street that I just came to find out that we have like 60,000 cars that drive by like within a couple weeks. Like, they did a study. So there's a lot of traffic on this street. The day after he passed away, it got so quiet, and it just quiet in the house, quiet outside, because I'm so used to hearing traffic. And I opened the window to see, like, was there a traffic stop? Was there something going on in front of the house? I opened up the window, and I looked, and there was a ball that bounced down to the street. But what was neat about the ball was my father was a huge Notre Dame fan. So if you know Notre Dame football, you know that their colors are blue and gold. And this was navy blue with gold striping on it. And it was just bouncing. And there was not a car to be seen. And it was a couple minutes, I would say maybe 2 minutes or so, where not a car went by. And it was just this ball bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. So I just thought that that was another sign that, you know, he's here, he's okay. And, you know, he wanted to get my attention.
And those are the things I believe we sometimes could easily miss. For example, you could have seen that ball and just went, it's a ball, and just kept on going and missed it altogether. But it had all of those elements to just stop you in your tracks and go, okay, pay attention now.
Yeah. Exactly. And then when I went outside for some reason too. I wanted to walk around the yard and just to get out and get a break. And again, it was November in the Northeast, and there was one yellow rose on a rose bush that hadn't bloomed all summer. And it was like, what? I felt like I was in a twilight zone in a way, but I took it, I cut it, and I put it in a vase in my kitchen. And I do have still have a picture of it. And it was a little wrinkly, but it was a full rose. I'm like, this is like, if I wasn't a, like, I'm a believer. So I'm like, thank you again. Thank you for the rose, Dad. You know, like that was my sign, I believe.
That is amazing. And then the people that you could smell whenever they're nearby, you just equate it to the exact person because that's the smells that come from that person.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. The distinctness, I think, was so important. Like, as it could be Old Spice, you pass somebody or whatever, but that cigar with the Old Spice and the Dove with the Gina Tay, that's where it's distinct, and you know. And I think of sometimes like how much energy they have to do to get us to notice them. So, and I'm usually like thanking them, like, thank you for coming by. You know, I really truly believe that it's just energy and it doesn't get destroyed. It just, they move on to another realm. So,
a plane of existence that we can't see.
Yes, yes, yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And we don't want to see that for a very long time, hopefully.
No, exactly.
If you had advice for someone, if they were going through grieving right now, what would it be?
My best advice for someone going through grief is to let it be, to experience whatever you're experiencing in the moment and to not put judgment on it. Because I have come to see and come to understand that when we start putting the judgment and the suffering on it is when we really suffer. You know, just to feel it through, I think, is the most important thing.
Yeah. How challenging is that to allow yourself to feel, right? Because it's so much easier to not feel. It's so much easier to throw yourself into your work, be so busy with your to-do list that you don't have to stop and allow for those waves to go through you.
Right. And a lot of times, though, those waves I have found, especially like as I have suffered with anxiety and stuff, and to find out that anxiety is really energy that just wants to move through. And it's the exact same thing with all of those feelings, you know, the anger and the disappointment and the sorrow. And they don't last as long as we think they are. We think if we get busy, we think, okay, I'll put that off until I have time to grieve, or I'll wait for the weekend and it'll just be my crying session. I'll put on a movie and just hopefully the tears will come. But it's not really doing yourself a favor. It's just let it come. You know, if you have to excuse yourself, you know, hopefully, you know, run to the ladies' room or the men's, you know, just run to the bathroom and just, you know, give yourself the time.
Mm-hmm. So that would be your best advice, is to create some space for the grieving experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you had one piece of advice, say I came to you as a client, as I understand that you help people work through those feelings of overwhelm. Mm-hmm. If I came as a client and I'm feeling overwhelmed due to grief, how would you direct me?
Well, we would just talk. I want to hear what's going on. Like, I want you to talk about it with me. Tell me where you feel it. We would talk about feelings and what they are and how feelings are created from thought. And we would talk about how the feeling isn't going to last as long, and to just allow yourself that grace, and you're going to be okay. We are so used to running away from feelings, and we're so used to running away from, you know, anything that's uncomfortable. But not saying that it's going to be cured quickly or anything like that, but just, I would definitely give the advice to just definitely just allow yourself grace.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because you're right. It is just a feeling, and they're not like static, or it's not linear. It's going to be all over. It's going mm-hmm. to be messy. Mm-hmm. And who knows where it's going to come from next. It surprises you in the most random places. I know when my brother passed away, I was in the grocery store. And thankfully, somebody that I know came over to talk to me, but I was buying a card for, I don't know, a birthday or something. And I stood in front of the cards that were for brother. Mm-hmm. And I went to reach for one and that I was about to have the biggest meltdown. And mm-hmm. thankfully, someone came to talk to me. So it kind of shook me out of that experience. Mm-hmm. But yeah, stay away from the card aisle is my best advice.
And you know what? That's true too, Tammy, because when I was suffering so much with the grief of the loss of my dad, I had so many of his items out throughout the house, and they were very comforting until they weren't comforting anymore. And that was a decision I had to make. That was a year and a half to almost 2 years into the anniversary of his death, where I said, you know what, I can keep out a couple things, but I don't need the shrine right now, because I would just keep getting these thoughts and keep saying, oh, what could we have done differently? What did we do wrong? You know, I wish he was still here. And I packed them away in a beautiful box and I just put them away and I can look at them anytime I want to, but I don't have to have them right in front of me all the time. So that's also something that when you're ready, and it is all on you, it's not for me to say like when that's going to be. It could be a year or it could be 10 years, but you'll know for yourself. And there's also trust, I believe, in that all of that.
That's great advice. I'd actually forgotten about that component of having all of the things around and then when wanting to put them away. I have two questions, I guess I have. What year did your father pass? And two, have you looked in that box since you packed it away?
Well, there you go. He died in 2016. So that was almost five years. It was November. And no, I have not looked in that box. I know it's there. And like I said, it's a beautiful box. It's like an honoring kind of box. And I very delicately and gently packed everything away in it. And it's not a very big box, because I really, when he passed away, I didn't want a lot of his stuff. I only wanted what meant something to me. And there was a sweatshirt that I really liked. That's still hanging. But as far as all the pictures and memorabilia and little things that I took from my mom when she was packing everything away, that was the special things that I have in there.
Perfect. Yeah, I have. I've got a shrine of boxes. I mean, they're building pretty big. Unfortunately, people keep passing for summer. Right. But what I find, what I do is, if I get a message from the other side, I'll write down a little note and I'll pop it into whomever's box that I believe it was from, so that on the day, eventually, when I do choose to open them, and I too have not opened any of my boxes, but when I get back to that, I'll be able to pull out that little note and think, oh, remember that day when it felt like you were here because of whatever.
Oh, I love that. That's a beautiful idea. That's really beautiful. Yeah. Gosh, maybe I'll start doing that.
Before we started, we were talking about having menopausal moments, and we forget, right? That menopause brain, then we can just pull it out and go, oh, right, now I don't have to remember that one.
Exactly. And you know what? I read a book by I'm so sorry, I can't think of her name, but it's called The God Box. And what it is a box where her mother would put prayers in it. And she opened it when her mom passed away, and just all these little prayers. So I have a God box, and I've had it for about 10 years, and it's just little prayers that I put in there. And sometimes I'll go through and I'll start to read, like, what did I ask for? What did I, you know, what were my intentions, and who was I praying for at that time? So I think that's very cool that you do that with your signs from the other side. That's really neat.
Yeah. Patricia, if someone was to look for you online, where would they go?
So my website is soulworkwithpatricia.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram with the same title, Soul Work with Patricia. I also have a private group, and you can ask to join that. There's just a few questions so that we make sure that we're a good fit. And yeah, I love coaching people. Like I said, I suffer with anxiety. So I love coaching people on anxiety and trying to make people aware that things don't have to be so difficult.
Someone comes to you for coaching. Is it like, do they come for like one package, or they come one time, or they work with you for a amount of time, or?
You know what? I have actually a free like discovery call where we just have a conversation and then you see if you'd like to work with me. And then actually I don't do packages because I don't know how long you're going to need to talk. So it's basically one conversation at a time is how we work it.
That's cool.
I'm going to start some courses though that are going to be time sensitive, but yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, there's so many places you can go with that type of business. So that's really cool. And an important job too, because I think people really do need to get out of that overwhelmed state and be more present and actually be able to move forward instead of being stagnant.
Absolutely.
Also, your podcast, your Imperfect Life podcast.
Yes. Yeah, my husband and I have that, Our Imperfect Life, and it could be found wherever podcasts are found. We talk about life and everyday stuff with right now a 9-year-old, and we talk about family things and jobs and just really everyday life. Now we're doing Our Imperfect Life with Friends, where we interview people who have stories, because I believe there's, you know, more than 7 billion people on the face of this earth. So everybody has a story and we just like to dig in there and talk about people's stories. We love authentic stories and just people telling us how life is, because we're not alone. And that's what we want to stress in our podcast, is that we think that we are, and we isolate because we think we're the only ones with the problems, but we're not. Once we voice them, people realize that we're not alone.
Yeah. And that's so important, especially during the grieving process as well. So important work. And I just love the name of it, Our Imperfect Life, because life is messy and it's imperfect. And that is the beauty of it all.
Absolutely. I always say, you know, life is messy, but it's beautiful. So, yeah.
I agree. So I think we have a soul connection on that one, because we think the same way with that thought anyhow.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy life to share with us and with the listeners for your experiences.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tammy. This was wonderful. And your podcast is just beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. So have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We are so grateful for our guests for sharing their time with us and sharing their experiences. It's wonderful to know that we're not alone, and it's so great to hear that even though our loved ones have passed, that they are still here with connections, albeit different from before. Be sure to subscribe and to share this podcast. If you have an experience that you'd like to share, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Please email me. We're also grateful to Kevin McLeod and to Computech for sharing this wonderful background music entitled Happy Dreams. Thank you for sharing your time with us. May you enjoy your time still being here.